When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Sharp Tank, no jumper, sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, I watch the show. Me and my ex used to watch it actually every day.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Did you guys used to watch it? Yeah, what were you watching, Sharp Tank? What was one of your favorite episodes?
I like You and Aliza.
Then Aliza. There was
You and the Blackout yeah. Girls is kind of
Aliza? Huh?
Yeah. I saw the recent one where I think it was No Jumper Show and the girl with the pigtails got too drunk.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think actually we're going to bring, let me get your name out the way first, baby. Let me introduce you formally before we just start kicking. We have Damn Homie in the building. Do you like to go by Damn Homie or Maya?
Damn Homie.
Damn Homie. How did you even get that name?
I think it's because I talk real crazy. So sometimes the only thing you could really say back is Damn Homie. Like, damn.
I'm telling you, that's where I think I saw you running your mother's mouth.
Probably.
I'm telling you, I don't know where it was. It had to, I think it might have been here. I don't know.
It was either at No Jumper or on Worldstar, for sure.
Yeah, because you definitely are a spicy one.
Yeah, like we do Shoot Your Shot, basically, when any guy that comes at me, I would have to be like, okay, where would you take me? And anything they say, I'd have a problem with it.
Yeah, that's
and in
funny.
The end, they were like, how are we going to finish the show? Is there going to be a winner? And I said, no, we don't need a winner. Because in real life, that's what would happen.
Right.
Always want the man to be perfect, always have the perfect answers. Where are you going to take me? What are we going to do? At the end of the day, you're still going to treat him like shit anyway.
You think so?
And you're still going to end up alone. Yeah. A lot of people, yeah.
So you feel like... people are just going to end up alone. So it's like, no matter where he takes you, no matter what he does, he's still going to end up treating you like shit.
No, it's just, that's the comedy part of it.
Yeah.
Like, I make fun of everything, pretty much.
I mean, that's funny. I guess, well, you know, in jokes, there's always got to be some type of piece of truth, right?
Yeah.
You know, so maybe it's a piece of your
Every
truth.
Every joke
too.
Has some type of truth in it.
It has some type of truth in it.
Yeah.
So you might really feel like that a little bit.
Maybe.
Where are you from?
I'm from Russia.
From Russia?
Yeah. I came here when I was 9. My dad brought me to America. We lived in Brooklyn.
I was about to
life.
Say, you sound like you got a little bit of a New Yorker accent on you a little bit.
Yeah.
It pops out here and there.
I've been there my whole life. I grew up in Brighton Beach, right next to Coney Island.
Okay, yeah.
And 2 years ago, I just moved to Miami.
You look like a Coney Island gal.
I do? Yeah. I mean, that's a compliment. We got some. Over there.
There's some cool ones over there. There really is, yeah. No, for sure, for sure. So when did you move there? Like what, as a kid? Like you went straight to New York as a kid? Or did you like turn 18 and you was gone?
No, my dad brought me to America when I was little. And my whole life. That's why I think I don't have any accent. Like no one could really tell I'm from Russia.
Because some people will do that. They come, you know, some people be like, yeah, I live here now. But like they just spent the last 18 years over from where they from, you know? And then they'll spend the next 10 here, you know what I mean? Or didn't grow up here at all.
No, so I'm not gonna lie. If my dad didn't bring me to America, I probably would have stayed in Russia. Mm. Yeah. I don't think I'm not someone that would have waited till I was 18 and tried to find a man to come here. I don't think I would have did that. I think if I grew up in Russia, I would have had a completely different life. Obviously, I'm very blessed and I'm glad it turned out this way. Yeah. But I think everything changed when I was 5 and my mom left us.
You would have tried to scam through Christian Mingle to get over here, huh?
No.
Why not? No, I'm saying by the time you hit, you know, like you was 18, 19, you know, you would have hopped on like, hey, let me grab a man and get up over here. A lot of people do that. A lot of women do that.
I don't know. When I was little, I thought my life was perfect, so I really wasn't looking for a change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only difference would have been if I stayed in Russia, I would have already been married with 3 kids. I would have just had a regular job. I wouldn't be doing what I do now. But I'm blessed to be doing what I do. You know?
Could have been, I mean, you could have been miserable and alone too. To go off of what you said earlier, you might just be miserable alone, no kids.
Everyone got that choice. You could choose if you want to be miserable or not.
Yeah.
I joke about ending up alone just because I think sometimes certain people out there that you meet or you date, you're better off dying alone than ending up with them. Mm. You know, and we die alone anyway, if you really think about it.
You don't find it as maybe learning lessons? Why does no one like to learn anymore? Like, even from that, like, learning lessons. Like, even if you go through some with, you know, your partner or whoever it is, like, it's not always something I dislike to see women scorned over it. Like, I'll never date again, or they'll treat the next man like a piece of shit because of the last situation. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't believe in that. I think I've been through a lot of shit, and what my ex did got nothing to do with the next man. Like, I don't mind making mistakes, because we're all going to do that. But I'm not going to make that mistake twice.
I think it's vital to a person's life to make mistakes.
Yeah, you have to. The shit I've been through is why I do what I do now.
Let me ask you this, homie. Let me ask you this. Like, how many people have you seen that have been sheltered their entire life, have never went through anything that you see, and they come out into the world oblivious? Like, just blind.
You can't succeed in life if you're going to do that. You just have to. The more shit you go through, the more prepared you are. Because life ain't easy. Life is fucking hard.
I feel bad for some of these celebrities and these rich people's kids because, you know, they're just having their way. You know what I mean? Like, just having entitlement. Like, they don't really know. I feel like, I'm not saying fucking go put them on a street corner with a sign and see if they can hustle up $20. You know what I mean? Like, but like, just set them through some different little situations, like, so they can have these life skills, man. Because life skills are everything. And, you know, some of the shit that your parents need to teach you, they can't teach you really in no school.
That's what my father did when I was younger. And I just graduated high school early. So I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to be chilling. I'm going to be smoking weed every day, drinking, staying out late. My father made me get a job at a diner. And I promise you, like, my father, like, he could have just been giving me money and telling me, like, you know, like, you don't need to work. No, my father always wanted me to have jobs that, like, he would say, you're going to have a very nice life. I want you to appreciate it. And every fucked up job I ever had in my life, like, has made me appreciate what the fuck I have now. If I didn't have that type of parent, I don't know. I think you need to work for it. Your parents have to force you to work for it a little bit.
I used to think it was fucked up, right, to feel some of the pain I felt throughout my time. I used to really think, like, I used to hate the world for certain things, you know? But then I started looking at it like, damn, everything that I've went through, it's helped me be able to adapt to certain other situations that may come my way.
Yeah,
100%. You know what I mean? Like, it hurt at the time going through some of this shit, but it was very vital to my life later on.
Because, look, if my ex didn't cheat on me, how would I even know to appreciate the man I have now who doesn't put me through half that shit? So anyone I've ever been with, anyone that's ever been in my life, scumbagged me, did anything to me, you did me a fucking favor. Because you prepared me to already make sure that doesn't happen again. But I don't care what you've been through. You got to always have an open heart when you're meeting new people. Obviously, you know, like, make sure, you know, you're not just trusting whoever. But be open to the fact that just because you've had scumbags in your life before, you might meet, there still are good people out there.
Yeah, I just don't like the bleed on the next effect.
Do you think that's because of, like, what you've been through and the people you've been around? Is like, you think you've seen worse shit than
I've seen a lot of shit, for sure, more than the average person. But, and I know it's not good, but it's like, damn, I feel better off.
Yeah.
With it. You know what I mean? Versus being sheltered. I'd be afraid to have been a sheltered person at this point. Yeah. Especially in this world today that we live in. Like, you don't want to walk around here blind.
I think going through shit is good. Because knowing a person, let's say you used to give me advice. Knowing all the shit you've been through, I'm going to listen to your advice.
Yeah.
Because you know what the fuck you're talking about. Someone that's never been through shit,
I might not be able to, like, the words always come to my mind. They rush my brain. So sometimes I might not be able to kick it all the way out to where somebody can super understand it, but just know, I just know what I'm saying. You know, I mean, I know what I've been through. I know some of the experiences. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's why I like to sit down with people that's had real experiences. Sometimes it sucks to sit down with the OnlyFans chicks because these bitches don't be having no substance.
Yeah.
They really don't have any substance. It's more of just a look at me effect.
But if your biggest flex is your looks, you're not doing nothing, bro.
Because out here,
bro, there's always gonna be a bitch funnier, smarter, more beautiful. Her pussy's tighter. It's like, bro, just try to be the best you. You know what I mean?
Her shit ain't looking like roast beef.
But bro, if looks, like I said, looks. I mean.
Just saying. Like, I feel her. Like, you know, and her shit ain't looking like roast beef. It's always a bitch that runs her mouth the most talking about, no, stop. I don't do that. That's got all the roast beef hanging right from her lips.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Every time, even coming here, like, any, like, I've seen a bitch who got gangbanged by 35 people and then said she doesn't want to fuck Adam.
Who was this?
Who?
Who was that? You talking about, oh, you talking about Kazumi.
No, wait. I love Kazumi.
Well, she did the same thing for I a wasn't minute, even talking about Kazumi,
but
she
okay.
She didn't want to hook up neither, so that's why I looked at
it like
that.
I wasn't even talking
it
about
took her a while to get there.
I'm speaking about those type of people in general, but if Kazumi's a part of that,
I mean, she fucked 50 guys in one night.
Then what's one more dick? And it's Adam,
know.
You know? So it's
I
like, go ahead.
I don't know what the ordeal was behind it, but I just know that she didn't want to do it, but then she finally ended up hooking up with him. I think there was a... I guess if I'm not mistaken, maybe there was a condom issue. I don't know what it was like, but
yeah. I mean, listen, if I was out here doing porn, and then I got to go to No Jumper, I wouldn't be like, yeah, selective. I'm already doing it. That if I was doing porn, I'd be.
Do you do porn? Have you ever done porn? You never done.
I've never done porn.
Just some home videos, maybe just you and your man type shit.
No. Anything I've ever done with
y'all never turked on the camera and got
kinky? No, of course. I've recorded myself having sex with my ex-fiance. We used to record ourselves, but the only two people that have those videos are just me and him.
I didn't think that it went outside
guys.
I'm just
one
saying.
Thing,
like
that's one
it.
Thing I cannot have just because I have a very close relationship with my father and I just
don't want that to get out and play the boogeyman on him.
No, listen. I mean, it's more just like if that's what I wanted to do, I would be doing it. But I don't need to be doing that. Like, girls don't realize these bitches will literally like suck 12 dicks for $10. And it's like, bro, you know, nowadays if you have an OnlyFans,
who's sucking dick for $10?
You want me to give you names?
No, just
I'll make a list.
No,
I'll make a list.
I feel
for you
like
after.
They're. No, but I feel like you're pinpointing a certain type of person, not names. You know
I've been
what I'm
around
saying?
A lot of different types of OnlyFans bitches. I've been around those who just make $1,000 a month, barely make anything from it, but they're doing the most on there, showing their ass, like their butthole for $4.99 a month.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is
you never showed your chocolate starfish for $4.99?
Not for $4.99.
I'm just asking. I'm just curious. I know sometimes times, you know, the going can get tough.
No, what I'm saying for OnlyFans, you don't need to do porn to be on there. You don't even have to show your boobs. You don't have to show your pussy. You could be
I'm
cooking
you,
on there in lingerie.
These, listen, I look at it for OnlyFans bitches and all that. A lot of these bitches, they already low-key nasty. They just want to be able to have a reasoning to do it.
Oh, no, 100%.
They just want to have a reason 100%. To do it. Instead of saying that, you know, you're just a little slut, little maggot. No, I do OnlyFans, so don't, you can't call me that because I do it professionally. Nah, bitch, you're just a professional slut, bud. You still, this is, I feel like it's a OnlyFans for some chicks. It's like sending out the bat signal.
Yeah.
Come fuck me.
Yeah, they
and
basically want to be porn stars, but they don't want the stigma that comes with being
you
a porn star.
Yeah, you offer me some money, I'm going to feel disrespected.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you can fuck me sideways till Sunday. You can do all that. The moment that you even offer her that $10, she's going to be appalled.
Yeah. Might as well just give out free dick.
It just doesn't make no sense. You might as well give out free pussy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And what kind of kills me is when it comes to like a lot of the OnlyFans chicks, I've always seen it look. I always look at it like, why do a lot of chicks go and get like DM dick? Like, because they need it for, it's a tool.
Some
you know what I'm saying?
Some of these people are doing it more for clout, not even for money. Mm. And clout's the biggest drug there is nowadays. I've seen people, like some people will sell their mother for a dollar just for clout.
No, you know? It is ugly.
I'll respect more a hoe that does it and she's real about her shit. Like, this is what I do.
I love hoes.
Yeah.
Love them. Respect them.
I'll
the
respect
real ones
the
anyway.
Yeah, the real ones.
The real ones that know how to move and groove. You know what I mean? But the only fan shit, like, to me, it's like...
You feel like that kind of killed the game?
Yeah, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch does get $10, but yeah, she's getting a lot of subscriptions, you know what I'm saying? But it's sold for cheap.
Yeah.
It's a cheap thrill.
Like, instead of having a trick that gives you, like, 100K, they're basically getting it from having to get it from 100
customs
people.
Customs and everything. Give me a couple $100. I'll make you a custom. You know what I mean?
I guess because they could say, like, I'd rather, like... At least it's not in person. Like if I had to decide, would I rather strip on camera or in, like I don't even want to be put in a situation where someone could touch me physically.
You know what? I feel like there's going to be a lot of women and OnlyFans that really are gonna wanna go on in their life and try to have a regular life. And I feel like them videos and them custom, all that shit's gonna hold them back.
100%.
I really, cause you gotta think about it. Whatever you do behind the doors with a trick, that was you and his business. It doesn't really leave wherever the fuck that
Only
was at.
OnlyFans is, bro, whatever I post, that's around forever. Like once it's out there, you can't, like people could
that
try
shit
to.
Ain't, yeah, you ain't, you can try to scrub it.
It's out there. And if it's not out there, it's about 100 people that have it on their phones already.
Yeah, you can try to scrub it and it's got to be fucked up because I know there's OnlyFan moms already.
Yeah.
But for the future ones that are going to have, you know what I'm saying, kids, and they kids might go to school. This little motherfucker was nosy and in his daddy's phone the night before and he didn't see your face dropping off your kid that he hangs out with or even bullies at school. And he runs up and says, look, bro, this your mom right here. This was in my daddy phone right here, man. Here goes your mama right here and sucking and fucking doing like, I think about these kids, man. I really do. I care about them. It's fucked up what a lot of these kids are going to have to endure when they get older.
I think sometimes people do things without thinking about it. Like I did this thinking about the future. Like how could this really hurt me later on? And it's going to hurt you. And you have to think twice before you do it because some people are doing it thinking, I'll do this for like a year or two, then I'll go back to doing lashes or nails. Nah, bro.
Nah, it's fast money. You got to think about it. The money turns you out. How can you go back to doing something like that? It's a blessing and a curse at the same time, right? Because it's like you're getting blessed getting all this money, but it's a curse because like you're not going to go do anything regular anymore. What's a $10 an hour job? What's a $20 an hour job at that point if you're making fucking thousands that day?
I'm almost curious to see what would happen if tomorrow just OnlyFans ended. What would have these bitches be doing? Because right now they're all
living. Oh, I saw it get real spooky.
Yeah?
I saw it get real spooky out around this motherfucker when they was talking about it and they was changing. Oh, I
the
remember
whole
seeing
internet
that.
Was like.
I was laughing. Laughing my ass off. Because now what you gonna do? See, you got to really have some game if you really want to go and try to still touch that type of bread in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just sit there, you know what I'm saying, play fucking little pussy games with your pussy and all the extra shit and squirt for them on camera and the little shit starts dinging and all the extra shit. You're just getting money. No. Now, I miss that. Hand-on-hand combat. I miss that part of it. Straight up. And while they always try to sit there and say, hoes just sit there and fuck, they always look at prostitutes like they're nasty. But in all actuality, that bitch really got game. She know how to put the steak on the front of the stick and make him run on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And never give it to him until he's broke. That's the part. That's the shit I miss.
To be a real hoe is the gift. Like, the goal is, like,
it's a gift
some of these
gab,
prostitutes,
man.
Like, that really are, like, about it, they be fucking less people than some of these regular girls. Some of these bitches be out here just
this
fucking
is
anything.
Facts. And listen, and let him get a five-minute thrill. He don't even, by the time he does get it, you got these chicks sitting here letting this NFL player put her and go balls to the walls all motherfucking night long, and he might not give her nothing. He might buy her a purse. Fuck materialistic shit, bitch. You better get your motherfucking bread. You better tell him, hey, I can buy that myself. I feel like that's disrespectful to a bitch that's really trying to get some money if Trick Man just want to buy her shit. Like, I don't want to give you no money, but I'll buy you this. Like, what you trying to say? I'm a charity? I can buy my own shit. But a lot of these bitches, they walk up, be busted. They don't ever invest into themselves. A lot of the OnlyFans chicks, too, I'd be like, man, a lot of these bitches be trashy.
Yeah.
Garbage, dressed like bums. Don't take no type of pride in having some class for themselves. You know what I mean? But I get it. OnlyFans, it caters to everybody. There's so many average, regular-ass bitches that are playing it. That's why it's oversaturated. Give it some time. There's only going to be a certain percent of bitches that are on there that are going to be getting some money.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real. It's getting oversaturated now. They're popping up like McDonald's, like 7-Elevens. It's fucking everywhere now. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's got one.
Yeah, because now anyone could do it, literally.
Anybody can do it. That's
people are literally leaving their good jobs, like women that studied in school just to be doctors or teachers. They're leaving their teacher jobs, and it'll be like every day a new headline. Teacher fired for having an OnlyFans.
I feel bad for y'all, for real, because the exclusivity is going to leave soon.
I know.
But one day it's going to go.
Which is why I hope everyone that is on OnlyFans is preparing for it already. Like, the way I got in this game is like, I'm doing, because I didn't have I didn't make it right away. I didn't make one as soon as everyone else did.
Yeah.
I was doing comedy.
Comedy?
Yeah. like the first 2 years, I was just doing strictly comedy and
stand-ups
skits.
Or just skits? Stand-ups,
skits. I pretty much try to do everything.
Where you've done a stand-up at before?
In New York and Miami. I haven't done it in LA yet, but that's the next move. Like that, next time I'm here.
If you're really funny, well, I'm gonna tell like this a hard city right here. This a hard act to follow around here. You know what I'm saying? So if you are gonna probably be any good at it, this probably would be the test right here. You know what I'm saying? Like it's gonna probably make or break.
I'll perform out here too.
What you probably would decide if you did want to take that like that show really on the road and be like, fuck it. Well, I'm about to really do some stand up.
Yeah. So what I was doing is like, let's say I was getting paid $1,500 a skit when I first started. So any money I would make, I wouldn't spend. I would reinvest it in myself, whether it was to get hair and makeup because it'll up my brand. Like, I was just only spending money if it was towards my business.
These bitches be trash.
Little by little, I'm making more money. Then when I did get on OnlyFans, any money I made, like, I reinvested in the business. Now I'm thinking of ways, like, my goal for next year is to get off OnlyFans completely and to make more money from comedy than I do on OnlyFans. Right now,
I feel like the porn game wasn't even that tight for a while. I mean, it was decent. It was cool. I mean, I'm sure that's why some people are in porn because they actually made some decent money off of it. But I feel like OnlyFans fucked up the porn game.
Yeah, for sure. Because there's people like there's real porn stars that can't make the same money I make even because there's so many videos out there of them already. People are like, why would I pay to see, you know?
I've yet to talk to a chick. You know, and that's a good question. I should have asked Sherry DeVille when she was here. Like, because I've never even heard a porn star chick even say to me, like, hey, yeah, I did a $10,000 scene.
Yeah.
It's always like $1,500 to $3,000.
Yeah.
Max. Like, and I'm like, man, like, I want to know, like, who's really, like, made some money in it, homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, and seen some real residual. Like, yeah, I did a fucking hour shoot. $15,000, like, and I don't hear probably. It.
I would say if I had to pick a porn star that was doing good then and doing better now, Angela White.
Mm.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because she takes this shit seriously. This is, like, her life.
Yeah.
She's not, like, doing it and then hiding it. Like, that's what she is.
Do you feel like she holds a certain type of exclusivity to herself?
She's the Meryl Streep of porn.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You think so?
Yes.
Wow. You know, we had I had Sheree DeVille up in here the other day. I'd watched a piece on, I think she was with Howard Stern was speaking on her, calling her the Meryl Streep of porn. It's crazy. Everybody's got their heroes, huh? They're all stars.
Yeah.
You know, that porn game is fucking crazy, man. It's different. But back to you and like your OnlyFans, like, because I'm curious to know, like, is this going to be something you wanted? Like, are you going to try to keep that business going forever? Even if you say you're going to stop tomorrow, you're going to still keep your OnlyFans up and going? Or you just going to take it down and be like, I'm done with it?
I mean, once I hit the mark and I start making more, I'm going to stop. Because.
Or what if you just run out of time?
It's kind of like, you know, like being a pee. You gotta know when to leave the game. You don't want the game to leave you, right? Mm. So that's how I look at OnlyFans. I'm not gonna wait till everyone's like waiting for the last day for it to exist. Bro, I'm gonna leave that shit before it even dies out.
Well, at least you're prepared.
Yeah.
At least you see it coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I respect the hell out of that. I really do. It's crazy, man.
Because I'm using it for what it is. I made a lot of money from it. And then the next step is to just do comedy only. But for now.
You don't ever worry that somebody's going to be like this. I've seen your OnlyFans in the crowd. Like, I watch your OnlyFans.
My stand-up is going to be about it. Like, my stand-up is
so
about.
So you're going to be ahead of it already. Like,
I make fun of myself all the time. I think that's why people relate to my comedy so much. It's because most of the time, like, a lot of times in the stories, I lose in the end. And I make fun of it because that's how life is. You got to be able to laugh at the worst situations.
Right. You got to be able to lose.
I don't look at it like, oh, what if someone says, oh, I seen you? Yes, you have. Okay, I know you've seen it because I posted it. The fuck? Like, I have no shame about what the fuck I've done. Anything I've posted, I'm fully aware. It's out there forever. My father could see it. And I'm not doing anything I'm not comfortable with. So.
How old are you if you don't want me asking?
30.
All right, I get it. All right. And no, the only reason I asked, I'm like, do you have any kids? Do you plan on having kids?
I'm not having children.
No?
No.
Why?
It's not for everyone. You ever seen some people, you're like, damn, not everyone needs to have kids.
That's true. You know?
I love children.
You just don't want to love your own.
No, I think I'm meant to meet a man who already has kids and just love them. But I say that because...
No, you know why you say that? It's because you know you can raise the fuck up at any motherfucking time and walk the fuck out.
No, not at all.
You don't have any obligations to it. It's a difference when you have kids. There ain't no walking away from that.
The reason I'm saying it is because when I was 5, my real mother left. When I was 12, my father met my stepmother. Mm-hmm. And that's who my mother is. I always thought I could love another child. It doesn't have to be my own. Because my mother showed me, my stepmother... that you don't have to be blood to be a mother. Like, you don't have to give birth. Like, I don't have to physically give birth to be your mother. Like, once I'm your mom forever, even if I leave the man.
Right. But if you really think about it, like, what you mean if you leave the man? I'm going to tell you this, because me and you fuck with each other, right? Let's say it's me and you got a relationship. I don't give a fuck. Hold on. Once you gone, this gone.
Yeah.
That's just how this shit goes. You know what I'm saying? And 9 times out of 10, see... I don't know about a lot of these other niggas, but my kids, they got mamas. So it ain't no, I don't need no chick to come in.
Oh, you're saying like if I was the stepmom and then we break up, it's like, bitch, goodbye?
Yeah, they got mamas. I mean. They got moms. I don't know how they mamas would feel about that. You know what I'm saying? And that's giving their mothers the respect.
No.
I don't know. Now, if the motherfucker had a crackhead baby mama or something and she lost the kids and something like that, the kids don't never see her.
I'm not saying I want to find a man with kids and like kill the mother and take over her job. I meant more like...
Not that.
It's not about... But it's more just when I was 5 and my mom left, I looked at it like... Damn, a person could just like get tired of doing something. Like, I never even wanted to take the chance of even being in that situation.
It's easier, because... I guess. You know what I'm saying? It's like I said, sweetie, for you to be there and you not be like I said, my kids, they got moms.
Yeah.
So I feel like you just stand around in the picture and you ain't even with the man that has them, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's their dad. I think that I would raise flags to any mama out there. I don't think any mama would just unless you were like just super cool with this bitch. But then that's gonna cause problems with.
I meant it more like for my previous situations. Like, let's say I'm dating someone and they have kids. Obviously, I'm gonna be around the kid. I have to be cool with the mom. Mm-hmm. I don't overstep nothing. But let's say we break up and like we have a phone conversation. Your kid's in the background. Like, oh, you want to say hi? Hi, you know, like I'm not saying I would like. That's not what I was saying.
No, you would. You would want to still go pick them up and have ice cream. You would still want to hold that type of same relationship that you may held with them when you were with me, not being with me.
No, I'm saying I never saw myself having kids. Like, I've decided that a long
understandable.
Time ago.
It was the reasoning of why you're like, well, I feel like I can take care.
I could think I know the reasoning behind it, but I still have a lot of therapy to go through to fully understand.
I got kids, so I know.
Yeah, see, and it's like, maybe I'm just saying that too because I've never met anyone I loved enough to want to have a kid with, but I'm sure.
There's the real shit.
I'm sure.
I'd rather it been that.
That's what it really is.
Don't sit there and say it's because you cool with taking care of somebody else.
No, I have a million reasons for everything, but at the end of the day, it's more like, if I met someone tomorrow who I really loved, I'd probably be like, I have to have a kid with them because I love them. That's how my mama always told me, like, you know you love a man when you want a kid by him. So that's why my parents always said, you've never been in love. You don't know. But I know for a fact love exists because watching my parents my whole life.
So that's not your biological mom. Where's your mama at?
I don't know.
You don't know?
We've met twice.
She made a beautiful daughter.
She sure did.
She needed to come see about you. Look where you're at now.
I'm grateful for, you know, the man she chose to have a kid with. And I'm grateful for her leaving. A lot of people, you know, they grow up without a father or a mother, and they're like, they look at it like it's a handicap for them. This was the best thing to ever happen to me, my mother leaving. If she would have stayed with my dad my whole life, I would have thought that they would have been arguing, fighting. My dad would have been miserable, and I would have always looked at relationships like, oh, that's normal. The reason I know that's not normal is because what I grew up around is like my stepmom, thank God, like my father met her. And she makes him happy. She makes sure he's okay. Like when I'm not around, and it's like, I'm very blessed. Like, if my mother stood around, I wouldn't be who I am today. I am who I am because I was raised by a single man who. who didn't even know what the fuck he was doing.
You know what? But we gotta give your mama, like, you don't understand, like, for, well, maybe you do. It's always that split second that can detour your motherfucking life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, without even, it happens so fast you don't even see it coming, you know? And sometimes, yeah, it might, I'm not giving your mom no kudos in what she did. But I would think that you as a grown woman, knowing some of the stuff that you may know now, understand it a bit. Even my daddy not being there, right? Like, I get it. As I got older, I kind of understood.
I understood back then too. All right, you're not with my mama.
Women are not the easiest people to deal with, especially having a child with them, cross country. It's a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, even to try to deal with, you know?
It was more like when they were getting divorced, she decided to leave because she just didn't feel like being a mom no more. She wanted to go back to drinking, going out. Like she had me and my other sister, and she was like, fuck this, I want to go party. Yeah. So it was one of those situations.
Your mama Russian too?
Yeah. We were in Moscow when this happened, and she came straight to America to, you know, go out. And right before she left, my father took her to court, obviously, for the divorce, and he gave her the option to write off, to give up her parental rights for $100K, and she took it. She signed a piece of paper that basically says she was giving up her rights to me and left. And I think
she probably needed $100K at the time.
No, because had she just took me, my father would have been paying child support. I think she was just trying to leave and not really thinking in the long run. So 10 years later, obviously, by the time her money ran out and she's already been doing a lot of shit.
Because she probably needed that 100 grand.
My mom was married to my father, who was very well off. She didn't need to go nowhere. She lived... She came with a daughter, and my father fully accepted that girl as his daughter just without because him, that was my sister.
And I want to keep hearing the story because I'm interested.
Yeah, yeah.
But without him, she needed that 100 grand. You know what I'm saying? Like, your dad was well off. She's not. You know what I'm saying?
No. She would have been well off. Even if she would have just took me and my sister with her, she would have been better off, is what I'm saying. She was willing to take less money just to get rid of us.
It's sad and sick for a person, right? Because it could be something as simple as she didn't want to see his face in y'all. She didn't even want to watch that grow. You look like your dad?
Yes.
Yeah. Like I said, some people don't, like when you create this hate.
So what about my sister? That's not my father's. Think about it.
Hey, man.
Our situation's very.
Package deal.
No.
Package deal, baby. Okay, why break up sisters? But why break up sisters?
Let me ask you this. So you meet a woman. She already has a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And you accept her just because that's your...
I've been there.
Okay.
I've been there.
So then how about when she leaves you, what if she left her daughter with you, who's not even yours? What would you do? That was the situation.
Hey, man. Hey, he accepted it, though.
My father...
Your father accepted
it.
Is
a great man. And you know what?
Something somewhere down the line with your mom, she knew he was going to accept that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never pawn... Like, I would never put... Especially coming into a situation like leave... my kid with that person, that's reaching, and I feel you on that. You know what I mean? But like, why break up the sisters? Hell, she probably did do y'all a favor. Think about it.
No, I understood it back then. I always felt like she did me a favor by leaving because had she stuck around, it would have been worse for me. But
still, fuck with her. You still fuck with her?
My sister?
No, your mom.
We don't speak. So we met again when I was. When I was 16, there's no way for me to reach out. There's only ways for her to reach out.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was 16, she reached out and I met her in real life. She took me to a bar, told everybody I was 21 and was like giving me vodka and shit. I'm thinking like, that's not normal. Like my father
that's
would
Russian
never.
Shit right there.
It's not. That's what's crazy. It's not. It's really not. Like maybe.
Y'all don't like vodka?
No, I don't drink vodka.
Well, you drank it that night, right?
No. No, I just remember thinking, like, something's not right with this person. Like, she was, like, arguing, people fighting. Like, she was acting crazy. And then when she tried to fight me, I was like, okay, now this is crazy. Like, my father doesn't even hit me. And this bitch who I've never met before in my life is trying to fight me. Like, so I think it's just...
That's different. Yeah. I feel you on that. I ain't gonna lie.
That's different as fuck. Like, to see your mother...
Because it sends you mixed signals. Yeah. It's like, I love this person... I don't really know him, but I know I'm supposed to love him. Exactly. And that you over here treating me like I ain't shit. Because
when
know
I met
I mean?
Her, I had an open heart. Yeah. Like, I understood my stepmother is my mother.
I feel
but this
you
is
was
still the
open.
This is still the woman I gave me birth, so I gave her a chance. But every time I gave her a chance, she would hurt me in so many ways or hurt my father. And my thing is, bro, do whatever you want to me. But once you attack my dad, who did nothing but took care of your kid after you bounced. So then... obviously, again, she didn't hit me up for 10 years.
So your stepmom raised her as well?
No. By the time my father met my stepmom, my sister's 10 years older than me.
Okay.
So by the time they met, my sister was old enough. My father bought her her own house, her a car, put her through college.
Fuck with your daddy.
And all the money he was giving her for college, she was basically buying drugs and liquor and was lying about going to school. So my father gave her more money. He was really trying to save my sister. Because he looked at it like, okay, that's not my daughter, but that's her, that's my sister. So he did it on the strength of me. So a year ago, my sister passed away. And this is after years and years of doing drugs and liquor, just like my mother. So that whole side of my family, my mother's side, is like alcoholics and drug addicts. And my father, when I was growing up, was always worried, like, and would tell me, you know, be careful drinking or doing anything because you have that gene in you where you got to be careful.
An addictive personality, yeah. He feels you may have somewhere down the line.
So I have always been super careful about anything, but my sister was always like super into drugs and drinking, and she's been through so much shit. And you know, finally she ended up passing away, and her daughter was there to see it.
How old was she when she passed?
My sister?
Yeah.
She's 42.
Damn, you said she left, was it five, you said, 5 years old?
She had a daughter, which my father was even surprised, like, damn, how did she get pregnant? Because she had... You know, she'd been doing drugs her whole life. He was like, I'm surprised she even got pregnant. Obviously, my niece is beautiful. And my sister ended up passing away. And I'm like thinking, I wonder if my mother even knows her daughter is gone. Like, I had no way of reaching her. So maybe like a month ago, I don't know where I got
sad
a
on me.
Yeah. I got a letter under my door because I was staying in my old apartment in Brooklyn. I got a letter on my door and it was her phone number. So she had somebody come and leave a phone number, I guess, for my father. Cause every like once couple of years, she'll hit up my father and be like, you know what? You only gave me this much money. I could have gotten way more. Like, you still owe me money. And my father's like, bitch, that was 20 years ago. Are you stupid? Like, so my father just like doesn't really pay attention to it. But I decided to call the number and she answered. And the first thing she says is like, my daughter. And I'm like, bitch, I'm not your fucking daughter. Like, I need to tell you, like, do you know your daughter died? And she's like, what? Like, because she was calling for money, or I don't know what she was calling for. But I'm like,
the typical shit, calling for some bread or just a rant. Even though that was her way of just still checking on y'all.
No.
Like, no, it's weird. No, I know it's weird, right? It's not acceptable, but
it's
her way of like, that's what she always does. If there's anything to tell her, it's going to be told to her on the phone that day. If everything is intact, people are just going to hang up.
I agree, but she's not like that. She really only hits you up when she needs something, one of those type of people. So I'm like, do you know your daughter passed away? And she goes, huh? Who? I'm like, Victoria. And she goes, oh, well, fuck her anyway, because she promised me she was going to name her kid after me, and she named it something else. I fucking went crazy. I was like, I'm not hearing this. Like, you got me really fucked up. And I started spazzing.
Can't fuck with that. That's she got a different type of demon on her back, baby.
Yeah.
She got a different type of demon.
Which is why I'm saying sometimes people look at it like their parents left and, you know, like my father wasn't around. Bro, you're lucky your father wasn't around. Your father was probably a bitch. You know what I mean? And it's okay. I look at it like I am so blessed. Like, God really blessed me when he put me, like, the day my mother met my father, literally, like, she was such a finesser, too. Like, she literally, like, jumped in front of the car, like, so my dad would stop and, like, got out, met her, got pregnant with me, like, obviously, like.
Damn, what a love story.
I know. It's a fucked up story. When you really think about it, like, it was his second marriage. He met her. This bitch who had no business being around my father fucking, like, you know, was doing all the right shit, cooking, cleaning, probably sucking dick all day. And, of course, a man, like, gets her pregnant eventually. But he was like, listen, I already have a daughter. You have a daughter. We don't need to have kids together. Like, we could just be together. And my mom was like, nope, I'm having it. And that was the first thing she said to me when I was 16 years old and she met me. She said, you know, your father didn't even want you. Like, you got to understand what type of people you're dealing with, you know? So when I told my dad and he was really upset, obviously, I was like, oh, bro, don't worry. Like, I know what it really is. I wouldn't want to have a kid with that bitch either. But I know for a fact the day I was born, my father looked at me and fell in love with me. And since that day, like, he did everything in his power to make sure I had a good life. And, like, I am so fucking grateful. Like, not every father. Like, it's not even about money. Like, he was at every volleyball game, every tennis game. He actually gives a fuck enough to talk to me every day. Till this day, we speak every day, 2-3 times a day. And he gives me advice. And I would be a fucking idiot to not take it.
Yeah. You feel like your dad, you feel like he's giving you advice that you've actually used as tools and it's worked for you?
Every day. Yeah. Like, even it got to the point where I used to, you know, have a couple of homeboys I would tell shit to or ask advice. And after a while, I'm like, why? Why am I doing that? Like, when I have a best friend right here, like, my father is my best homeboy. Like, nothing I ever say, he'll use it against me. And my father has the best advice. So I got lucky like that.
I'm curious to know, because I like to ask the OnlyFans chicks this, and I'd be wanting to know, like, how is your relationship really, like, with, you know,
we're having an OnlyFans?
Intimate relationship with somebody and still trying to maintain an OnlyFans. You don't find any problems in it? There's been no hiccups?
For me, no, because I'm very honest with my father. Like, there's nothing.
I ain't talking about Pops. Oh. Much love to Pops, cool. Too, man. We're going to have us a shot of vodka one day.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, you said you have a boyfriend now, right? You have somebody
new? No, I had a fiance.
You had a fiance?
Yeah.
You had, or you still?
I ended a relationship October 1st. So we ended that, like, a couple of months before we were supposed to get married.
You were doing OnlyFans as knowing him?
Yeah. No. Actually, when I met him, I already had an OnlyFans.
Right.
And he was a P. So when I met him, he decided to leave the game and be with me. But he never told me to stop doing OnlyFans. He just didn't want to be in the game anymore. That makes no sense, right?
You know, it makes sense, because I get it. It's for some people, and some people it's not. Like, and I think that goes to show, like, the mental a nigga can go through, like, the fucked up mentality that you can. Niggas that was pimping, we're not normal.
Yeah, but
We're not wired like the average man, you know what I'm saying? Of, like, where we're going to have a problem. Like, what? And this is no knock to a square dude, man. Like, this is, you're supposed to be like that. You should not be comfortable with knowing that your chick might be doing anything else sexual with anybody. I don't give a fuck if it's showing something, right?
Yeah, I've dated people before who had a problem with me even, like, kissing a girl and they're not there. Or had a problem, like, oh, like, you're really gonna post yourself, or, like, I don't know. I
feel
like
this. What some niggas take on, man. That's why they blow a microchip.
I think
some dudes, like, you know, you've seen cases to where, you know, I haven't seen none in a while, but you've seen cases where bitches are getting beat, fucking shit, crazy's happening to them. Niggas go to jail for the pimping and parenting, or fucking, like, you know, worse, for mutilating a bitch or whatever. It's because that nigga cannot mentally handle what's going on. And like I said, it's not for everybody. But that's why I say, when a bitch choose, you're supposed to be choosing up, not down. And know who you're fucking with. Know who you're choosing, who you're putting your money in, where you're putting your money at. You got to know who you fucking with, man.
Yeah.
For real, for real. And I know it'd be hard sometimes, like, to figure that out, because when you really get loose, you're supposed to tear it off immediately. But I don't mind getting to know a bitch these days. Shit, if I was still in the game, I would want to, like, get to know the bitch a little bit. Like, I don't even want to, hey, it's cool, baby, hold on to yours, because you don't know what type of luggage even come with that.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas don't even know how to unpack that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it was my best relationship. The one relationship where I learned the most from was with him. I think we were meant to be together, just because we met at a time where we were both going through a lot. I just lost my sister. He lost his son.
Vulnerable moments.
Yeah. And I, we were just meant to meet for some reason and be together.
Traumatic bond is what created itself. It was a traumatic bond that you both created. He was going through some fucked up shit. You were going through some fucked up shit. And y'all were willing to help each other get out of the rut.
Yeah. And we had a beautiful relationship while it lasted. But I think in the long run, I wasn't ready to have kids, and I wasn't ready to get married, I felt like.
And he wanted to get married.
Yeah, he wanted to get. We were supposed to get married on our year anniversary, and
man, fuck that shit. Nigga.
Yeah, I couldn't
nigga,
do it.
Get the motherfucking bread, nigga. Bitch want to stay down, nigga. She's trying to get it. She's trying to be happy.
I just felt like groove. I have so much more I need to do. With
bread to get. Yeah. Let's be transparent.
Yeah.
Bread to fucking get.
I'm not gonna lie. As a single girl, like I have no problem doing OnlyFans. But if I was tomorrow to become a wife, I don't know how I might feel there. I don't fucking know how I'm going to feel tomorrow if everything changes. I just also think marriage is very hard. And if you're going into it thinking there's a chance of divorce, why even do it?
It's so crazy because that thin-ass piece of paper that can move amongst on top of air if we just throw it real quick.
But it changes everything.
Because it's like...
Even getting engaged, I felt like it changed everything.
It builds a gap so thick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because now this person, they don't feel like they have to earn. Now they feel obligated. Like now it's like, you know what I'm saying? People are feeling obligated to have to do for one another because this person's tripping. They want. I say this, when you get into a situation with somebody, don't try to change them.
Yeah.
Know who
you got with.
I think
that's what I liked about him so much is that was the first man who, he let me be myself.
But he wanted to change you in the end. You know what I'm saying? Because he wanted to get into a marriage. He wanted to go to the next levels of whatever the fuck that is, my man. I'm going to ask you that nigga's name, too.
I think we broke up in realities because I wasn't capable of being the woman I need to be in order to be in a real relationship yet.
I'm going
to
want to know his name when we done.
All right, I'll tell you.
Got a whole kangaroo court on that nigga.
We used to watch your show together.
You blowing the bag, church. Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, church, wherever you at, my nigga. Nothing but love to you, my man. But you're fucking up. Why blow your bankroll, church? Come on, my nigga.
No, we're still cool. There's no bad blood there.
It ain't about no bad blood. You still giving them the bankroll?
I never did.
Well, I don't know what the fuck was going on up over
there. No, we lived together. Everything was split in 50-50. Like, we paid for everything. Like, it was but after a while, it started feeling like a roommate situation. I don't know, but it was never like me having an OnlyFans. I never let him even touch my OnlyFans. Like, he didn't go near it. It's not like I was hitting him off a little something for helping me. It was never like that.
Did he help you with your OnlyFans? Like, did he ever?
I didn't ever ask him to. Mix? No.
No?
No, like, he's never.
You've never been on camera. Oh, you did say that. No. Never been on camera.
Yeah, he wasn't
y'all
on camera.
Y'all never put y'all
shit
out there.
Yeah, but he would give me time. Like, he would tell me, like,
yo. That nigga knew. Because you know why? Because he and I both know the truth. And what the truth is on that is he couldn't come back to certain circles doing that. Once that nigga landed on camera with you, it was over.
No, I think it was.
It was over. He couldn't come around the same circle of people because I'm sure.
Oh no, he could.
Knew other people.
He still could.
Man,
I mean,
I wouldn't have. Man, yeah. Fucking
where he's
right.
from, he's known as like a gangster. Like,
yeah,
I think,
it's a lot
I think,
of slashes in the mix.
Yeah,
okay,
like when he met me,
yeah,
I think what he liked about me is I didn't like him for his reputation. It wasn't like. Oh, like he felt like a lot of bitches just like.
Did he have bitches when he met you?
He had 20 bitches when I met him. Like, and when we were dating and he deaded everyone, every day I had 10 bitches calling me, threatening me. Like, you fucking square ass bitch, I'm gonna come fuck you up.
Deaded him.
Deaded everyone. Like when he met me, every hoe he had, he was living with one. No, I think he was living with 3 bitches right before that. Then he was living with one, fucking another one, pimping another one out. And then when he met me, he basically just cut everyone off and decided, like, that's it. I met my wife. This is it.
Hang it up, church. I'm wherever you at in the world, and I'm sending you love, man, prayer and respect. Church, just go on and hang him up, man. Hang the Stacey's up, man. Just hang him up.
What do you mean, like retire?
Yeah, hang him up.
No, he retired when he got with me. I don't think he went back after we broke up, but.
Yeah. And there's nothing, listen, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's okay to hang him up. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go one further with you to be like, hey, leave the game. Don't let the game leave you.
That's exactly
and
what he said.
I'm a roll with you on that one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what made me look at OnlyFans the same way.
Leave the game,
bro. I gotta leave the game. I'm not gonna wait for it.
But it's kind of hard for him. Like, you have to think about it though. Like, it's kind of hard for him to be in a serious relationship with you and cut bitches off and do all the extra shit when you're still doing what you're doing.
I never asked him to, and I was willing.
But he kind of had to. If he knew, listen, if that man got any type of fucking respect.
No, because when we met, I basically.
Hold the fuck on. If that man had any kind of respect for the game, he know he need to get the fuck on up out of it.
Yeah.
If that's what you're doing, hey, church, this ain't for you no more. It's okay. Sometimes you got to accept that. That's all I'm saying. Like, he knew exactly what the fuck was going on. He knew he couldn't fuck with you, have his cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work like that, homie. Well, no, I'm telling you, it's going to 100%. And even when he tries, it's going to force feed, force weigh itself the fuck out the door. He ain't going to have no choice but to make a choice. It's just what comes.
No, 100%. Because when I first met him, I told him I wasn't trying to be in a relationship. But he said, you wasn't going to just fuck with me forever, like, just like that, knowing I had other bitches. Like, you would have deaded me after a week. And I'm like, you're right. In the I would have. I would have not stuck around. That's
exactly
true.
Exactly. But like, it's kind of fucked up, though, because you would have still did what you did. Would you have stopped your OnlyFans? Probably not.
If I...
it's got to be even playing ground, baby.
Oh, no. I was willing to stop. He didn't want me to stop. Which made me think, are you... Which made me think, are you really trying to leave the game or not?
Like, no, because I guess he's just trying to break on you.
No, well, that never happened.
That's the only way you would have wanted it anyway.
Well, that never happened.
You didn't want them bitches around. You didn't have to really deal with them bitches. Did you give him an ultimatum?
No, I've never given anyone an ultimatum because I know how that ends up. Like,
but what you mean, you kind of did because you even said that I wouldn't have fucked with him after a week of that shit. He's right.
No, hypothetically speaking, but when I look back sometimes, I'm like, I wish we would have just fucked and then never spoke again, to be honest. Like, because to be in a relationship with someone, like, to start off as a one-night stand.
You wanted it too, baby. You were there for the ride. I've said it before. It takes two to tango.
Oh, no, no, no.
He ain't doing this shit by himself.
No, 100%.
So we're not going to sit here and
throw
all
shade. What I do is every situation, I look at it from every point of view. Like, was I doing this? Was that, like, because I'm always trying to figure out, what did I do wrong? Like, where did I go wrong? Because I don't look at it like, where did he fuck up? He really did not fuck up. Like, he was not the problem in this relationship at all. I think, like I said, I have a lot more therapy to go to understand what I need to do, because he really taught me, like, to be in a relationship, you have to be a woman. And that's, like, it takes a lot to be the type of woman to really be a wife. Like, to be in a serious, committed relationship, you have to know when to shut the fuck up. Like, not every argument needs to be, you know, like, you have to know when to...
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
How serious do you think the situation ever gets? Like, it's as serious as it can be. You do what you do, he does what he does, but y'all still end up coming together. It don't get no more serious than that.
That's why I say it was my best relationship, because, bro, for someone to accept me, like, and I'm not perfect, and I'm very difficult to date. So for someone to accept me for me, not changing nothing, but at the same time, he changed himself for me. Like, I was thinking at the time, what else do I want? Like, he's given me everything I want and then more, but I was still unhappy. It had nothing to do with him. It has everything to do with myself and things I need to work on. It has nothing to do with him at all. Trust me, I fucked up many, many times in that relationship.
There's a difference between pimps and Macs. I feel like he leans more towards the Mac/player type. I wouldn't call him a P. That's just me. From what I'm hearing of the situation, I wouldn't classify him as that. And that's no disrespect to him. But, you know, it just seemed like he had a whole bunch going on. It was all mixed up. Like, if you're going to claim it, homie, you're going to do it. You're going to scream it, mean it. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Like, you should have been kicked out the motherfucking picture. You shouldn't have lasted a week. And I get niggas be wanting to slip up and you might go and fuck on a bitch. But let's keep it real, homie. He should have fucked on you and sent you about your motherfucking way, especially if you ain't putting nothing up. Nigga, what are we paying, 50-50? Nigga, what? So what? He's taking his traps. What, I'm supposed to take my traps from whoever I get traps from and come pay half your motherfucking bills? I'm not doing that shit. Bitch, you better step the fuck up. You wasn't paying me already. We ain't doing that. That's some bullshit. And he should have lost all them hoes. That shit was disrespectful to them bitches. Hell yeah, they should have called you 10, 20 times a day. Like, bitch, fuck you. They feel like you's a true piece of shit. Because you even allowed it and played the games. You should have knew what he was. That's how they looking at it, you know?
Yeah.
But.
100%.
I mean, and all in all, man, like.
I don't knock nobody for what you do. Like. That's why I found it really weird that
but
they were cool.
But you did, though, because you didn't want him fucking with them bitches. He obviously knew at some time and fucking point that you were not going to accept that. He told you this, and you said, you're right. You told him, you're right. I'm not going to accept it. I was going to be gone in a week if you didn't drop them bitches. So you didn't accept it. We can't say that, love. For real, you didn't accept none of that shit.
I think my thing is I accept.
You accepted him. You didn't accept what came.
Yeah,
with it.
No, and that's why it didn't work. Is because when you accept someone, you need to accept everything that comes with them. All their problems are now your problems too. And I you're right, which is why I admit I went wrong in that relationship in every way. Yeah. But all I could do now is just learn from it and not make the same mistake in my next relationship.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like you want to be in one, sweetie. That's what I felt like we've come to that point, right? You don't want to be in a relationship.
Eventually, you know, I will, but yeah. I think I'm not going out of my way to try to be in a relationship. Like, I pray to God I meet my person after I've already done, you know, everything.
You say you and your mans used to watch me, right?
Yeah.
If there's anything that I've ever said that he's ever picked up in church, I want you to hear this. That's not the game, Jack. You should have never let her blow the motherfucking mixture, my nigga. She should have been excluded. Get her all the way out the picture. She's cool, yes. You have a cool relationship. She really fuck with you, man. She gonna fuck with your campaign off the dribble. You can't just sit there and fuck on the bitch and think that she's gonna do what you want her to do after, nigga. You got to come like that already in the picture like Michael Jordan. Ah. He got to come in the picture like Michael Jordan already ready to slam dunk. And get it. You can't sit there and try to flip the script on the bitch later on, especially one like this, because she's a little older, homie. So she understands not calling you old, but I'm saying you done been through a few things, so it's a little different for you. You not no little young, little fresh mind coming in. You done seen a few things. So he got to be real transparent how the fuck he wants to have you.
Mm-hmm.
And if he would have told you like this, hey, well, I want you to come hop on my team, baby. I want you to go ahead, you know, run me the bag. Would you have done it?
No.
That would have turned me off. I'd have been like, well, you know what, baby? I love you. Love you to death. Love what this could have been, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to head on out. There's nothing wrong with that, man. I love conversations like this. It wakes me up. It puts Folgers in my cup. For real. It puts Folgers in my cup to hear this type of shit, baby. For real, for real. And this is where I think the game really get fucked up. Why is it this is why it's turned into this clusterfuck of a melting pot because you don't even really know who's who.
Yeah.
Not even that, but you just don't even really know who's who out here anymore. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just throwing labels. The shit's bullshit. I got one more question for you before we get about here, man. I like to always ask it. Like, I want to know, like, where can we see you in the next 5 years?
Damn Homie 11 on every platform.
Yeah. Skits, comedy?
Skits, comedy. I'm going to be doing stand-up, and I'm going to start touring soon after.
You do music?
No.
No music?
Nobody wants to see a white bitch rapping. I'm sorry.
You know, shit, let me tell you something. In 2023, I wouldn't be surprised what the fuck I see.
I'll write a song, obviously. But you're never going to see me rapping anywhere. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I do, for me to do, I think a lot of comedians do music because they see it's a quick bag. But for me, it's like comedy's my passion, so I'm going to just stick to my passion because I got to love what I do.
You ain't told me one joke yet.
Oh, my God. Bro, I'm going to tell you.
You dropped one joke you haven't on me
this
yet.
Is a really serious conversation. It's kind of hard to joke.
I've made Donnie laugh. Like, girl, you. Look, I've made Donnie and Mikey laugh more than you have this entire time.
Bro, you want to have a serious conversation? Or?
We had a great series, but bro, I still dropped some shit in it, you know, to get a couple laughs, you know what I mean? Fuck, we gotta try to, you know, you're the comedian here, baby.
I got you, bro.
You the fucking comedian
I'll give you 20 jokes before I leave, I promise.
Yeah, give me, start. Well, I wish you could have gave them to some of the viewers, you know, because
bro, they know what it fans, is.
They would love to hear a couple jokes,
gotta
you know?
Gotta go to Damn Homie 11 and see for yourself. Yeah. And thank me later.
And thank you later. Okay. All right, baby. But, hey, you the cutie pie. You gonna be all right. Hopefully you, the relationship situation gets a little bit better for you because that shit sounds spooky.
I know, it's bad.
I'm not gonna lie to you. That shit sounds spooky as fuck what was going on up over in that shit. I don't even know. I tried to classify it and it was irritating to classify. I'm not gonna lie to you. It irritated
that's why
the
I say,
shit out of me.
It's hard to date me. If it's hard to be friends with me, how do you
think
it's like
you
to date
that
me?
Irritated me? It was the situation at hand.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a
it
lot
was,
going on. But
like when we're really sitting there and like we're really staring at it and I'm like, that shit bothers the fuck out of me. Like it was irritating, like just a gnat keep flying around your fucking head, you know?
Yeah.
It's some bullshit. But I hope that you get through it, baby. I hope that everything does work out for you, mama. Hey, if you ever want to come sit down on a panel one day or something and come fuck around with a bunch of other chicks, we can definitely make something happen. Why not?
Let's do it. And thank you so much for having me and opening up your platform to me.
Why not?
Yeah, right?
We're opening up the doors, sweetie. The doors are open.
So I'm fucking running through it.
Sharp school for the gifted.
Exactly.
The gifted
and misfortunate.
For real, the gifted and misfortunate. I swear to you. We all been on the back of the bus for too damn long. I'm going to go ahead and get us up out of here, all right, baby? The Sharp Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Hey, Donnie, do me a favor. Shoot us out the motherfucking gym.